ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Yaakov Carmel.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We're starting Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Dalet. The Gemara is continuing the discussion about the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that if someone's ba on his aim, that's also an Eishes Av, you're only chayiv midin aim and you're not chayiv midin Eishes Av. And the last Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel on Beis explained the Mekar. He says, Imchahi, and Yehuda Dashens, Mishum Imayata Mechaivoi, Fiata Mechaivoi, Mishum Eishes Aviv. Now, the Gemara earlier had asked that the same way you Dashni Imchahi, that you're only Chayiv Midin Imoi, we should also Dashin Erbes Eishes Avicho, that you're only Chayiv Midin Eishes Aviv, and not Midin Aim. The Gemara explained that that Pasuk is necessary for itself. We have to learn out from the Pasuk of Eishes Avicho, the Azhara and the Einish, for an Eishes Av, and an aim that's not an Eishes Av, and since you're needing a pasuk of Erves Eishes Avich for itself, it's not extra for miut that you're not chayiv midin aim. Well, the only extra pasuk is imchahi, and that tells you, there are bottom that argue, the Gemara says towards the bottom of Nun Dalet Min Aleph, they hold that the pasuk of imchahi is teaching us that an aim that's not an Eishes Av is chayiv just like an aim that is an Eishes Av. That means Rabbi Yehuda had learned that out from the pasuk of Erves Avicha. The Rabbanan did not learn it out from Erves Avicha, so they need the pasuk of Imchahi to remind ba an aim that's not an Eishes Av. Therefore, they don't have Imchahi extra to be mamayit that you're not chayiv midin Eishes Av. Now, in the middle of this discussion of how exactly to dash in the psukim, the Gemara asks that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Einu Shamanu Azhara Minayin, how does Rabbi Yehuda know an Azhara for an Eishes Av? The Gemara answers because it says Erves Avicha Lo Sigala, and it's not referring to the Av itself, to Mishkaf Zachar with your father, because you have Gzeir Shava Avicha Avicha, that we're talking about an Eishes of the Av. Mala Alom B'Eishes HaKosim Adaber, Av Kam B'Eishes HaKosim Adaber. So this Pasuk of Erves Avicha Lo Sigala seemingly is talking about doing Znus with your father. The Gemara Dashan is talking about an Eishes Av. Therefore, it ends up the Pasuk is extra, the Pasuk of Imchahi. The Rabbanan say, no, Imchahi is not extra because Erbes Avicha is not talking about Eishes of the father. They don't Dashan the Gzeir Shava of Aviv Aviv. And they understand the Pasuk is talking Kipshutai. Erbes Avicha Lo Sigala means you're not allowed to be Mizana with your father. The Gemara says, Rabbanan, Erbes Avicha Mamashi. Gemara asks, we already know the Isser to be born your father because the regular Mishkav Zachar. Gemara answers, it's a nafgamina that you're chayiv shtayim. There'll be two chiyuvei chatos if someone's born his father. Rashi points out, even though you're only doing one aveira, but we similarly find the Gemara in Makis Darshans that if you have one karas and two lavim, then you're going to have two karases. The fact that there's two separate lavim, even though the pasuk only says one karas for both of them, that alone, that it was written with two lavim, could be machalik to two choruses, which means, in a practical sense, that the two chatayis. Comes along Taisus, and he asks, Tema, deleitani luhu bechlal lamed vav krisos. The first Mishnah in Krisos lists off all the chiyuve krisos in the Torah, and it lists Mishkav Zachar, but it never lists Habal Aviv and Habal Achi Aviv. If you're telling me that according to the Rabbanan, if you're born Aviv and Achi Aviv, you're getting a second chorus, why is it not listed in the Mishnah in Krisos? Now, at first glance, one can answer that that Mishnah would be Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda does not have the extra pasuk of Erez Avicha to be married by a second chorus when you're born your father. But that really wouldn't help for two reasons. First of all, Rabbi Yehuda himself has a second chorus when you're born Achi Aviv. He only argued by Baal Aviv that pasuk is talking about Ishus. But the pasuk of Achi Aviv, he agrees, it's coming to Mechayev Beis. And also the Gemara itself, about 10 lines later, says in one Lashon that even Rabbi Yehuda could agree that Yechayev Shtayim by Baal Aviv, he learns it out from a Kal V'Chomer from Achi Aviv. So Taisus is asking a beautiful question, Bein L'Rabbanan, Bein L'Rabbi Yehuda, why is the Mishnah in Krisos not listing Baal Aviv if there's a separate chorus for Baal Aviv? Taisus brings down, Yerushalmi asks the question, Yerushalmi answers, Kol Shum Zachor Echad. Shkipshuta means, since they're under one general name tag of Shem Zachor, therefore we only count it as one chorus, which needs beer. Because even if it's one name tag, At the end of the day, if someone's born Aviv, we're saying that there's two separate Chiyuvei Karis. And he's going to have to bring two Chatayisim. So why, when we're listing a list of all the 36 creatures, why wouldn't we list this? In a Harami, it has one general name tag, but there's not a reason not to be listed in a Mishnah that's coming to tell us how many different Chiyuvei Karis a person can have. Since over here, if you're born Aviv, you're having two separate Chiyuvei Karis, which means two separate Chiyuvei Chatayis, why is it not listed in the Mishnah? What exactly does Yerushalmi mean that because it's Shum Zachar Echad, therefore it's not listed separately in the Mishnah? So there's a beautiful pshat from the Brisker Rav and the Chiddush HaGris and Krisus Daf Gimel. It's really based on the issue that the Michas Chinuch brings up. The Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Sadi Test Beis is dealing with the Einish for someone that's born Aviv. We're saying in this Gemara that if you're born Aviv, you're Chayiv Beis. Clear Gemara that Yochayev Karis and Yochayev Achatos, if you're born Aviv, it means besides the Chiyuv Zachar, you also have a separate Chiyuv of Baal Aviv. The issue that the Minchas Chinuch is dealing with is there a Chiyuv Skila? The Pasuk says Skila by Mishkav Zachar. It never says Skila by this Pasuk of Baal Aviv. So Einachanam, you're definitely getting Skila if you're Baal Aviv because you're a Mishkav Zachar also. The question the Minchas Chinuch wants to know is, do you get skila for this that you're born Aviv? And the nafkamina on a practical level would be, if someone gives you hasra for Baal Aviv and he never gives you hasra for Baal HaZachar, if we're saying you're only getting skila midin Baal HaZachar, so if you don't give hasra for that, you only give hasra for Baal Aviv, you would not get skila according to that set. The Mechas Chinuch brings a taisis in Yavamas Daf Bafeim and Aleph, the Seitz of Yermaschel, who that says explicitly there is no skila by Baal Aviv. Ein Achanam, you'll end up getting skila because you're also a Mishkav Zachar, you're also a Baal Zachar, but if the Hasra that was given was for being Baal Aviv, you would not get skila. The entire pasuk is only in the Parsha that says Karis and Chatas, but there would not be any skila. The Mechas Chinuch also says that the Rambam is mashma like that. The Rambam never brings down the halacha of Baal Aviv in reference to Skila. Rather, it's always in reference to a Chatas. However, the Brisker Rav, in Krisus Daf Gimel, he says the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Loisa say Shudron Aleph, is pretty clear that there is a Chiyuv Skila. And Ein Achanami, in Yad, when the Rambam, he's talking about the halachas of Baal Aviv, he does not mention Skila, but since in Sefer Mitzvahs he mentions Skila, it's pretty clear that there is a Skila. And the question is, where does it come from? The Pasuk never says Skila in the Parsha of Eres Avicha. It only says Skila in the Parsha of Zachar. So how would the Rambam know, what's the Rambam's Mekar to say that if you're Baal Aviv, you're getting Skila, besides for the Skila you get, Midin, Mishkav Zachar, you're also getting Skila, Midin, Baal Aviv, which we're saying is a nafkamina. If you give him hasra, according to the Rambam, that if you do this ma'isa of being Baal Aviv, you're going to get skila, then according to the Rambam, you get skila. So the question is, how did the Rambam know this halacha? So Brisker Rav wants to say a tremendous chiddush. He says that you find sometimes in the Torah that you have a lav, and in a secondary lav, which is an extension of the first lav. He gives a mashal by dam kachin. We know it's usher to eat dam, the lav in the Torah. There's also a separate lav to eat dam kodshim. But it's been bore in the Rambam, and the Mefarshim, the Brisker Rav says, that it's not a separate avera. Rather, the iser dam, when it's kodshim, has a second iser with it. Just like we find by Namala, Lamashal, you eat the ant, you have five isurim. So by dam, you have two isurim. One is regular dam, and another iser is dam kodshim. But not because it's an iser mitzad, the hilchus, and the chaymer of kodshim. Rather, dam itself, when your dam kachim, carries a second lav. She says here also, the Rambam understood, there's an Isra of Baal HaZachar. The Pasuk in the Torah, Mishkav Zachar, has skila. Now there's an extension that if you're born a Zachar, that's also your father, then you're over a second lav. But it's not a new name tag, it's not a new lav of Baal Aviv. Rather, it's Baal Zachar in this type of Zachar. A Zachar that's also an Av is a type of Zachar that has a second Isser. Therefore, the Brisker Rav says, you get skila. Because since the Pasuk says that Zachar gets skila, all the Pasuk saying by Av is that the Isser Zachar could be extended and will apply a second time when you're a father. So really what you're being over is the Isser of Mishkav Zachar. A regular Mishkav Zachar gets one Isser. A Mishkav Zachar that's also a father gets a second Mishkav Zachar type of Isser. Zokta Biskarov, that's the Yerushalmi that Taisus brings down by us. The Yerushalmi says, why is it not listed in the Mishnah in Krisus? The Yerushalmi says, because Kol Shum Zachar Echad. We ask, what does it mean? Enoch Ramin has one general name tag, but it's not a reason not to be listed in the Mishnah. So the Biskarov says, the Yerushalmi is a very deep thing. The Yerushalmi is saying that the Yisoid HaIsser of being Baal Aviv is not that the Torah was anti-being Baal Aviv, per se. Rather, the Torah doesn't want someone to be Baal Zachar. If you're Baal Zachar, that's also Aviv, they give you a second Isser for being Baal Zachar. So Yerushalmi is saying, Kol Shum Zachar Echad, it's the same Avera twice. If you're doing the same Avera twice, of course you're getting Karas for this Avera. Of course we don't have to list it in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is trying to say 36 different type of things that are Mechayev Karas. Since over here, the Chiyuv Karas of Baal Aviv is for the Shem Zachar, which is already listed in the Mishnah, there's no reason for the Mishnah to list it, even though when you Baal Aviv, you'll have two Chiyuvei Karas and two Chiyuvei Chatas. But since it's the same point of Isser, the point of the Isser is that your Baal is Zachar, and that was already listed, therefore we don't have to list it again. So the Biskrov is really saying that the Rambam's Mekar, a big Mekar for the Rambam, will be this Yerushalmi. If Yerushalmi is saying that the reason it's not listed in Krisus is because Kol Shum Zachar Echad, you see in the Yerushalmi this Yisayid, you see that the point of the Isser, of Baal Aviv, is not a new Isser, rather, it's an extension of the Isser Zachar, therefore the Rambam has a legal right to say that it's going to be Skila. There's also a big nafkamina in this discussion. If the Isser of Baal Aviv is an extension of Zachar, or a separate Isser, and that would be if there's an Isser for the Nishkav. We'll see later on, tomorrow in the Daladam and Beis, and there's a big discussion in the Mekar for the Nishkav by Baal Aviv, and this will be dependent if it's an Isser Zachar or an Isser Av, and we'll get to that further on this year, Mirtz Hashem. The Gemara continues, still trying to figure out exactly how the Rabbanan and Yehuda dash in the Psukim. The Gemara says, "Rabbanan ashara le'eshes aviv minaluhu." Where did they get an ashara from? The Gemara answers, "Nafkalu me ervas eshes avicha le'sigala." That's a ashara, not for the einish, it's an ashara of an eshes aviv. Rabbi Yehuda, "Homi ba'ile ashara le'eshes aviv lachamisa." He needs the pasuk of ervas eshes avicha to teach us that yuchayit even after the husband dies. It's still considered an Eishes Avicha to have this lav. Rabbanon, they learn out Achamisa from a Sefer Dekra, where it says, Ervas Avicha hi. Rabbi Yehuda, who used Ervas Eishes Avicha to teach you Achamisa, what does he do with the end of the pasuk Ervas Avicha hi? Ahumi ba'ilem shum Eishes Avat Mechaiva, Yiviyat Mechaiva, Mishum Eishes Ish. Yehuda has the Shita that if someone is an Eishes Av and an Eishes Ish, and your Baal there, you only have a Chiyuv Eishes Av, you do not have a Chiyuv Eishes Ish. Now, the Mishnah Melech has a tremendous Chakira in Hilchos Isuri Bia, Perek Beis, Halacha Vav. It declares the following Shiloh. We have a pasuk according to Yehuda, that if someone is an Eishes Av and an Eishes Ish, you only have the Chiyuv Eishes Av, you don't have the Chiyuv Eishes Ish. Now, how are we to understand this Halacha? At first glance, we can understand it, that if someone is right now married to your father, so right now she's an Eishes Av and an Eishes Ish, those exist like Asuv, you only have a Chiyuv Eishes Av and not a Chiyuv Eishes Ish. But let's say the father died, so we know the Chiyuv Eishes Av remains. Now obviously right now he's dead, there's no Chiyuv Eishes Ish, she's not married to anybody. But let's say she subsequently goes and marries someone else. So right now she's an Eishes Ish to someone else, but she's still carrying the name tag of Eishes Av from your father because we learned out the Riboy, that's the Chi of Eishes Aviv Lachamisa. So you have someone that's an Eishes Av Lachamisa and a present-day Eishes Ish. Would Rabbi Yehuda have his miut of Mishrim Eishes Avat Mechaiva, Viat Mechaiva, Mishrim Eishes Ish in a case when you're not presently married to the Av? Now the sad to say that Rabbi Yehuda would have the miut even in this case, it's tremendous Chiddush. Because right now you're not an Eishes Av. But the Mishnah Melech points out that if you look carefully at Yehuda's Drasha, the Pasuk is talking about Lachamisa. It's the same Pasuk. The Pasuk starts off, says, Ervas Eishes Avicha Leisigawa, and it ends off, Ervas Avicha Hi. And Yehuda just said that the beginning of the Pasuk of Ervas Eishes Avicha Leisigawa is talking about Lachamisa. So when the end of the Pasuk says that you're not Chai Medin Eishes Ish, it's L'Chayre going in the same case as the beginning of the Pasuk. So if this pasuk is talking about lacha misa, and we have a miut, that you chayiv midin eishes ab, and not midin eishes ish, that will be evident that even if she was subsequently married to someone else, and the eishes ish is coming from Shimon, and the eishes ab is coming from Reuven, who's already dead, it would sound like you don't have a chayiv eishes ish. That's how Yehuda dashes in the pasuk. So you want to say a tremendous chiddush, that the drush of Yehuda is, even if you married someone else, not only are we talking about the eishes ish from the present father, but even if the father dies and you're married to someone else, this exists a custom according to Yehuda, you never have the chi of eishes ish if you're still remaining with the name tag of eishes av. However, Mishnah Melech points out that Rashi not mashm like that. You bring the Rashi af nun gimel and beis. Rashi says that the reason why you need the miyot, that you're not chayiv, midin eishes ish, is because Eves Avicha is included in Amisecha. Since Eves Avicha is included in Amisecha, the pasuk says that there's an Isser to be bought on Eishes Amisecha, and Eishes Av is considered Eishes Amisecha, therefore we need the Miut, that you're not Chai Medin Eishes Ish. So it's clear that the Miut of Eishes Ish is talking about when you're married to your father. Rashi's exact lashon is, the Loi Tema, the pasuk is necessary that you shouldn't say that Shem Eishes Ish, Loi Nothik Michlal Eishes Av, it's not included, it's not excluded from Eishes Av, the Reishes Dekra, the Ha'aviv Nami Amisehu, the Kari Nami Bey, Vel Eishes Amisech, Lesitin Shkav Dekra. Since the father is called Amisei, so one would think there is an Isser Eishes Ish, Kamashma on the pasuk, there's no Eishes Ish. Mishmael points out, if there was this extra chiddush over here, that even after you're married to the father, you still don't have an Isser Eishes Ish, so it's much bigger chiddush than just saying that you would think that a father is called Amisa, and that's why you need a pasuk. Rather, there's a cause of this lady for the rest of her life never has an Isser Eishes Ish. So it's pretty clear in Rashi that the Drush is talking about while you're married to the father, you would think there's a fee of Eishes Av and Eishes Ish. Kamash Malon, there's no Eishes Ish. But of course, later on, when you're not an Eishes Av on a practical level anymore, you're not married to the father, and then you subsequently marry someone else, Smashman Rashi in Mishnah Melech says that you would have a chi of Eishes Ish. So even though the drasha, like we said, would seem at the beginning of the pasuk is talking about lachar misa, so we have a right to say, a right to think that the end of the pasuk, what's mayid Eishes Ish, is even talking about lachar misa. But Mishnah Melech says from Rashi, it would sound like the drasha is not going in the same case. The Erves Eishes Avicha of the beginning of pasuk is coming to be mayid lachar misa, and the end of the pasuk is coming to be mayid Eishes Ish. But it's not talking about a case of Achamisa, rather it's talking about when you're actually married at the time that you're being Baalel. Now we'll continue on with the next Gemara. The Gemara says, according to the Mishnah, Habal Kolosoi is Chayiv L'Achamisa. The Gemara asks, for the Chayiv Nami is from Eishes Binoi. Every Baal Kolosoi, besides Yisra Kolosoi, you're also being over on Eishes Binoi. The Gemara answers, there's one Isser, Amar Abaya. It's the same Isser. The Torah does not mean to differentiate and separate the Isurim. So Rashi asked the obvious question. If the Pasuk is not coming to separate the Isurim, so why did the Torah write Eishes Benoi? Rashi says, the point of writing Eishes Benoi, even though we already said Kalosai, is to tell us, to teach us, that you're chayiv even after Misas Benoi, so one would think it's not your daughter-in-law anymore. Kamash on the extra pasuk Eishes Benoi, that you're chayiv even b'chayai gavna. Now, one could clear, what exactly is the Isser today of Liachar Misa? Is pshat that the Isser Kalosei remains, that one would think Kalosei is only mechayim, it's only called Kalosei, it's only called a daughter-in-law when your son's alive, but after Misa, you're not called a Kalosei anymore. Kamash on the pasuk that the word Kalosei does remain, that's what Eishes Benoi is teaching us, and today you're chayiv midin Kalosei, or one can understand, Kalosei is only applicable at the time that the husband is alive. The second he dies, you're not called Kalosei anymore. There's a new Isser called Eishes Benoi, that since you were once married to your son, it's still Osir. But it's not the Isser Kalosei, rather it's a new Isser of Eishes Benoi. The Nafkamina would be, which I spelled to give. If you go over to someone that's being bought on his Kalosei Lachamisa, and you say you're being over on the Isser Kalosei, it would be a Nafkamina of Al-Hakira. If the Isser Liachamisa is the Isser Kalosei, then it's a good Asra. But if Kalosei only refers to the time that the husband's alive, and Achar Misa is a new Isser of Eishes Benoi, it would be the wrong Hasra. The Minchas Chinuch, in the beginning of Mitzvah Reish Aleph, brings down Rashi, and he understands Rashi that it's a new Isser of Eishes Benoi. And he says the Isser Kalos is only Mechaim, Lachamis is a new Isser of Eishes Benoi. That's why Tadr Kosve doesn't really say why it's Mukhak in Rashi like that. But that's how he assumes Rashi means. We'll see that Taisus, I think, is a raya to this pshat. The Ran, the Chedushi Aran, brings down the Ramban, who clearly says the other mahalak that we had. He says that kalosai means la'achar miso, and it's a pasuk in Chumash. Pasuk says, they told Yehuda, zinsa tamar kalosecha, your daughter-in-law tamar diznus. Now, tamar diznus after Erva Einin died already. So at this point, when she did diznus, she's definitely not married to his son. She was once married to his son, and was still calling it a kala. So you see that the word kala, the word daughter-in-law, includes even la'achar miso. So the Ramban and the Ran are bothered because you lost Rashi's answer. Rashi said the reason why Hadar Kosvei, the reason why the Torah reiterated and repeated Eishes Benoi after writing Kalosa is to teach us this halacha that there's an Isser Lacha Misa. But if we assume, like the Ramban and Ran are assuming, that the word Kala even refers to Lacha Misa, so why did Torah have to repeat Eishes Benoi? So the Ramban says, it's just teaching us what Kalosa means. We wouldn't know what kalasi means at all. So Torah is just telling us, kalasi means Eishes Benoi, but we're not coming to teach us an Isser, we're not coming to teach us Isser Lachamisa, we're just coming to explain the taich, the explanation, the pirush of the word kalasi. The Ran is very bothered by this. He says we already have other places in the Torah, like the aforementioned Zinsa Tamar Kalasecha. We know that a kala refers to a daughter-in-law. Why would the Torah have to write Eishes Benoi? So he says, he's going the same vein as the Ramban. The word kala refers la'achar misa, and he says the reason why we're saying Eishes Benoi is not to tell us what kala means, just that there's another word kala. Kala could refer to the lady under the chuppah. So you would think the kala is referring to only someone that's under the chuppah. We're saying no, here we're talking about Eishes Benoi, any type of daughter-in-law. But it's not that we don't know that a kala is a daughter-in-law. We understand what it means. But there is a reference in the word of kala that would sound like we're talking about mamish under the chuppah, and you would think there's only an iser being born kalasi under the chuppah. We're saying no. The pasuk is telling us eishes mincha that it's any type of daughter-in-law. But either way, the Ran and the Ramban are understanding that the iser lachamis is kalasi. Rashi, according to the Minchas Chinuch, is understanding the iser is eishes benoi, which is a new iser, and we said the nafkmina would be which asra to give to a kala lachamisa. Now Taisus asks the kasha. And L'chayr, it's telling these two mahalchim. Tosfos asks, in Divya Maschul Loimar, Vim Taimar Azara Shamanu, Oynish Lachamisa Minolei. In the Chanan, we found the pasuk that teaches us, an Azhara Lachamisa, but anytime we have a riboy, to be marba that an Isser of an Erev applies Lachamisa, you need a pasuk for the Azhara, and you also need a pasuk for the Oynish. The La'el Ishtrich Krala Oynish V'Azhara, the H is Av Lachamisa. When we had a discussion about your father's wife, we had a rebuy for Lachamisa. So we said you need one pasuk for the Azhara, and you need another pasuk for the Einish. So by Kalasa, it should be the same thing, Taisus asks. In a Chanami, we have a rebuy for the Azhara, but we should still need a rebuy for the Einish. And Taisus comes up with a drasha. We learn that from Demeyim, Xer Shava, Taisus Av, the Yonash, Lachamisa, Kimichayim. We learn out Eishes Bincha from Eishes Av, and that's the Makar for the Einish. But Taisus' question was, just like the Eishes Av, we need a separate pasuk for the Azhara and for the Einish, so too by Eishes Benoi. Now, according to Ramban, I think we have a simple answer. According to Ramban, the Isser is not a new Isser. The Isser of Eishes Benoi is not a new Isser that we never had before. Rather, it's just teaching us what Kalasai means, and the Isser today is Kalasai. Now, Kalasai is a pasuk that has Azhara and Einish. And according to Ramban, the word kalasi refers to lachamisa. So we never had an extra pasuk teaching us lachamisa that was not included in kalasi. Therefore, there's no reason to need a new einish. Only before, by eishes avicha. But the eishes avicha, in and of itself, means only while they're married. We have a riboy to be married, but even lachamisa. Okay, so we have a riboy for the azhara. Who said you have the einish? But by kalasi, the word kalasi, in and of itself, means lachamisa. There's no reason to need a new pasuk for the einish. So taste is clear. Like the Mechas Chinuch was understanding in Rashi that the Pasuk is saying a new Isser of Eishes Av, and Kalasi only applies when your son is married to this lady, La'achamisa, you're not kalasi anymore. So the ashara and einish of kalasi do not apply. You need a new ashara and einish. Tais has a great kasha. In a chanami, we have a makar for ashara. Ma'ech is benoy la'achamisa, but we don't have a makar for an einish. So far we have two terutzim really to Tais's question. We're saying according to the Rabban, there's no mocking for a question because kalasi itself is la'achamisa, and Tais came up with a xerishava to H's af. Now there's a third answer, a beautiful teretz from the Ar Sameach. A big yisoid in Isser of Arayas based on Ishus. It's in Hilvus Ishus Perik Aleph Halacha Vav. He points out the following phenomenon that we find by Arayas. We find that a person is Aser to his sister, his mother, and his daughter. We also find that you're Aser to your brother's wife, your father's wife, and your son's wife. So he says it's very likely, it's very yitachin to say that these are interconnected. That just like you're not allowed to be born your sister, that korva is too close to be mutter, therefore we aser a person to be born his sister, so too, the reason and the gedder that your us and your brother's wife is, because since ishtei kegufei, so that lady is like a sister. She's like a brother in a girl form. She's married to your brother, and she's in a keva, therefore she's like your sister. So the iser of marrying your brother's wife is that through her marriage, she created a korva, a relationship similar to a sister. And we could clear the same shayla when it comes to your father's wife. We know you're also in your mother. Maybe your ashes av, based on the rule of ishtei kegufei, that you become one entity through the marriage, Aisha's Av is similar in Korva to your mother. Just like a person not allowed to be Ba on his mother, so too you can't be Ba on your father's wife, which is like your mother. And, you know, based on this idea, you would also understand Aisha's Benai. The reason why someone is also on his daughter-in-law would be just like you're also in your daughter, so too, through marrying your son, you become like a daughter. The same relationship through marriage as a daughter. So the Isser of a daughter-in-law, a mother-in-law, and a sister-in-law would all be the idea of a sister, mother, and daughter, which would all be a regular korva. It's an extension of the Isser korva of sister, mother, and daughter. On the other hand, one could say that it has nothing to do with each other. Ana Chanami, there's a slight coincidence over here that when you're Isser in the sister, you're also Isser in your brother's wife. But not because you're becoming like a sister. Rather, just like your sister is related to you, so too is your brother. Therefore, the Torah asked his wife, but nothing to do with sister. There's a new Isser, a new name tag, and that's called sister-in-law. Just like you're not allowed to marry your sister, there's another Isser, you're not allowed to marry your sister-in-law. And you're not allowed to be Ba on your father's wife. And you're not allowed to be Ba on your son's wife. But it doesn't have to be an extension and a comparison and an offshoot of the Isser of your mother, daughter, and sister. Rather, it's a new thing, like Kalasi, we understand, the daughter-in-law would have a new name called Kalasi. So Eishes Av would have a new name called Eishes Av. And Eishes Ach, your brother's wife, is also a new name tag. It's called Eishes Ach. But doesn't necessarily have to be that it's related to the Isser of your sister. So he goes on to say that it depends on the Einish. If it's the same Einish, then we have a right to say that the Isurim are related. But if it's a different Einish, then it's pretty clear that the Isurim are not related. So it goes through one by one. And what's Negeya Oz is Eishes Av and Eishes Benoi. But Eishes Av, the halach is Eishes Av is Skila and Imai is Skila. Since Eishes Av and Imai have the same Einish, it's very likely that the entire Isur of Eishes Av is an extension of Imai. Just like in Alabi Ba and your mother, so too your father's wife, based on the rule of Ishtei Kegufei, is considered also to a degree like your mother, and therefore you have skila. However, Eishes Benoi is different than a regular daughter. A regular daughter is Sreifa. Eishes Benoi is Exeris HaKasev, Kalasi is Beskila, which the Rabbanan hold is Mochamer. Why are we being more Machmer by a not natural daughter than a real daughter? If we're understanding that the Isser of Eishes Benoi is an extension and an offshoot of a regular daughter, there's no way that he could be more machmer on a fake daughter, a daughter through marriage, than a real daughter. For a real daughter is reifa, why would an Eishes Benoi be skila? It must be. There's a new Isser. There's a gossip. Kalosa is skila. Nothing to do with the Isser of daughter. Daughter is reifa. That's one pasha. And there's another pasha. Daughter-in-law is kalosa. Have a new pasha and they have skila. But it's not related to the Isser of bitoi. Therefore, the Arsameach says, I have a beautiful answer to Taisus' question. Taisus asked that if we're being marbel acher misa, that it has azhara, so we need a pasuk for Einish also. How do I know, Taisus says? Maybe when you're marbel for the azhara, you click in and have all the dinim of this Isser when it's mechaim. So he says, what do you mean? I found by Eishes Av, when we're marbel acher misa, it's not enough to have a pasuk for the azhara, you also need a pasuk for the Einish. So too, by Kalasa, even if we're marbel, the azhara by acher misa, we still need a pasuk to be marbel the Einish. Or Sameach says there's a tremendous difference. He says, only by an Isser that's based on Korva, then there's a tzad to say that if you're not married anymore, and the whole relationship was based on the marriage, maybe the Isser wouldn't apply. So Lamashal, by Eishes Av, that we're saying that it's very likely that the Isser is similar to your mother, that through the marriage we're considering Ishta Kigufa, and we're considering you, this lady is related to you on the level of a mother. So one could say that that's only while you're married. Then you have the Ishti Kegufay being active. So then we consider this lady's relationship to you as a mother. Masha Enkein La'achar Misa, maybe she's not like a mother. So we'll need a reboot for that. However, if the Isser is like Halasai, that you're a new entity, nothing to do with the fact that you're married now and therefore you're like a daughter. Rather, there's a new Isser in the Torah called Halasai. And so there's no reason to think that la'achar misa is something you should change. Achar misa only changes if the ishus is creating the iser. The ishus is only considered creating the iser if the iser that we're trying to promote is an iser of korva. We only say it's an iser of korva if the einish of the karev, of your mother, let's say, and the ishus av are the same. Then we say the iser to iser ishus av is like a mother that's based on the marriage. La'achar misa needs a ribui. But by kalasai, that we're saying Kalasi has a bigger Einish than a regular daughter. So obviously it has nothing to do with Korva being created through this marriage. So why would you think the La'achar Misa, you shouldn't have the Isser? The name Kalasi, since it applies La'achar Misa, would be Usser, even though they're not married now. So new Taisus' question, Taisus asks, how come Eishes Av? We need a special policy for La'achar Misa more than by Eishes Benoi. The answer is Eishes Benoi is a fundamentally different Isser than Eishes Av. Eishes Av is an Isser similar to a mother. The Korva is created through this marriage. So La'achar Misa, there's no more marriage. You need a Ribui. But Eishes Benoi, which is an Isser of Kalasai, a new entity called Kalasai, there's no reason why it should be Paka La'achar Misa, and therefore you not need a Ribui. Now, as a side note, till now we've been dealing with your father's wife, your brother's wife, your son's wife. There's one issue we haven't spoken about, and that's totally in this shaila, and that is your wife's mother. Your wife's mother is also like a mother through marriage. If we're saying your father's wife might be like a mother, so one can understand also that your wife's mother might be like a mother. Because Ishtei Kegufay says that you and your wife are one entity, therefore her mother is like your mother. So maybe a chamaisai is similar to an imai. So we really could clear the shayla there also. The Arsameach says a gorgeous explanation in the Machloikis Tanayim in Yevamah Sadi Dalam Beis. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva argue if Chamaisei La'achar Misa has Sreifa or not. So he's toiled in the shayla if Sreifa is more chamer than Skila or not. We had earlier Machloikis Rabbanon and Rabbi Shimon if Skila is more chamer than Sreifa or not. Rabbi Shmuel holds that Sreifa is more chamer. Now the facts are that a mother gets Skila, a mother-in-law gets Sreifa. So if Chamaisai is B'Sreifa, your mother-in-law, and Sreifa is more Chamer, like Rabbi Shmuel holds, then clearly Chamaisai is not an extension of the Isser of Imai, because it's more Chamer, like we said earlier. By Kalasai, if Kalasai is Skila, it's more Chamer than your daughter, obviously it's a new Isser. So if Rabbi Shmuel holds that Chamaisai is B'Sreifa, then obviously it's not similar to the Isser of mother. Therefore, the Arsameach says, by Chamaisai, La'achar Misa is going to be B'Sreifa, because you don't need an extra Riboy, because the Isser has nothing to do with the Ishus, because the Isser is a new name tag called Chamaisai, nothing to do with mother. V'haraya, Chamaisai is B'Sreifa, even though mother only gets Skila. Rabbi Kiva holds that Skila is more Chamer than Sreifa. If Skila is more Chamer than Sreifa, then you could understand that Chamaisai is a new version of an Imai. But it's not mamish imai, because it's not a blood relative, therefore it's less chamer than imai, Therefore, chamoisi is not a new iser. It's just that through the marriage, you consider a lower level imois. You don't get as strong a einish, but it's all under the guidelines of being imoi. Therefore, la'achamisa, you need a riboy, and you don't have one. And that would be the explanation why, according to Rekiva, chamoisi la'achamisa does not get sreifa. Not really negay our sugya, just a beautiful explanation from Yerushalayim based on the chakira that he's clarifying by Eishes Benoi and Eishes Av. You would also have this shayla of a chamoisi, would be negay la'achamisa, what the halacha would be. Now we'll continue with the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara, towards the top of the Amud, is dealing with the Mishkav Zachar, and we learned that a pasuk for the Azhara, for the Sheikhiv. The Gemara asked, Lamadnu Azhara l'Sheikhiv. Azhara l'Nishkav minayin. How do we know the Nishkav is not doing the Maisa, is having the Maisa done to him? How do we know that he's over alive? Talmud Lemer Lehi Kodesh Bnei Yisrael, Va'emiv Gam Kodesh Haya V'aretz, Derev Yishmael, Yishmael makes Xer Shava. The word Kodesh refers to Te'eva, and therefore the Nishkav is included. Rekiva Omer, and Itzarach, Rehu Omer, Ves Zachar Le Tishkav, Mishkav Isha, Karibay, Loisi Shachiv. So Rekiva and Bishmal argue what the Mikar for the Azhara for the Nishkav is by Mishkav Zachar. The Rishayim are bothered that by most Arayas, we're not looking for Mikaris that the Nishkav is Chayiv. Rather, we say, just like the Sheikhav is Chayiv, so to the Nishkav is Chayiv, we need an Azhara and an Einish, but we do not need separate Azhara and Einish for the Sheikhiv and the Nishkav. So how come a Mishkav Zachar, the Gemara, needs a special Pasuk for the Nishkav? So Rashi increases asks this question. And he says, a very simple answer. He says, the Pasuk says, after it lists off all the Arayas, it says that this Kar is for all Hanefashis Ha'aisis. The Nefashis Ha'aisis is Marba, anyone that was Mishana, that had Hana, that enjoyed this Avera. So that teaches us that every Maisa Erva, besides the Sheikh of getting an Isser, anyone involved in the Hana of the Maisa is also included in the Einish and the Azhara, and that's always Mar by the Nishkav. But by Mishkav Zachar, Rashi says, there's no Hana. If there's no Hana for the Nishkav, the Sheikh might have Hana. The Nishkav doesn't have any Hana. If the Nishkav doesn't have any Hana, then why is he included? He's not included through the Pasuk of a Nefashis V'Aisais, because you only consider it partaking in the Maisa if you're Nishana, if you enjoyed it. There's no enjoyment by Mishkav Zachar for the Nishkav. So we need a new pasuk, and that's Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, what exactly the pasuk is, but it's necessary to find a new pasuk for the Nishkav by Mishkav Zachar. The Shita, on the side of the Gemara increases, he brings Yerushalmi, a different answer. There's a pasuk, like Sikrifu, Legal, Sarivasa, and it's a Lashon Rabbim. They should not be Makar, they should not go close to do an Erva, and that's Marba, that all arise, all cases of arise include the Sheikhav and the Nishkav. You learn out from the Lashon Rabbim of Lesikrivu. But that's only by a rise of Sher and Korva. Almost all the arayas are based on being related. Your father's wife, your sister, your daughter, those are all Korva related. Since it's coming through Korva, therefore we're Marba from Lesikrivu, all Korva related arayas that the Nishkav and the Sheikhiv are the same. And then the one or two that are not Korva related, like Eishes Ish, there would be a hekesh in the parasha to have the halacha of Leisikrivu. However, Mishkav Zachar, which is not a korva and she'er type of iser, and there's no special hekesh to the other arayas, therefore you need a special ribui of Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Yishmael to be ma'abani nishkav. Of a Mishkav Zachar is also included in the Azhar. Now, the Minchas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Kuf Peites, has a suffix. And L'chayr, his suffix is totally in these two pshatim. The Mishkinach wants to know, if someone's ba on his aviv, we said earlier, that Yuchayev Shnayim. Gemara says, Yuchayev Midin ba on Zachar. It's a regular case of Mishkav Zachar. And also, there's a special Isser to be ba on your father. So there's two Isurim, Zachar and father. So that's clear that the Sheikhiv has two Isurim. What about the Nishkav? What about the Nishkav, let's say in the case that you're balling your father, so the father that had his son being bought on him, how many Isurim was he over? Do we say that the Riboy of Nishkav that we have in our Gemara for Mishkav Zachar is only in reference to the Isur of Mishkav Zachar, to Baal Zachar, but on Baal Aviv we do not have this Riboy, or there's no difference? So the Minchas Chinuch says that since we have a Rashi in Krisus that says that the only reason a Nishkav is ever included is because he has Hana, and therefore he's included through the Pasuk of Hanafashas HaEisais, and that's why we need a Riboy by Mishkav Zachar in the Gemara Sanhedrin, our Gemara. That's all good when it comes to the issue of Baal HaZachar. So we have a Riboy that a Nishkav by Mishkav Zachar is included in the Isser, but by Baal Aviv we don't have a Riboy. So according to Rashi, that you need a Riboy anytime there's no Hana, like a Nishkav by Mishkav Zachar, so you need a Riboy. You only have a Riboy for Baal HaZachar. You don't have a Riboy for Baal Aviv. So if you would give him Hasra of Baal Aviv to the father who's just a Nishkav, he won't be Chayiv. He's only included when he's a Nishkav in the Isser of Baal HaZachar. He's not included in Baal Aviv. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. But obviously, according to the Yerushalmi that the Shita brings down, that there's really an Isser of Lai Sikrivu. And Lai Sikrivu says that any Isser Korva, any Isser based on being related, applies to the Ish and the Isha, applies to the Sheikhav and the Nishkav equally. The only reason we need a Riboy and Awasugya is nothing to do with Hana. Rather, the reason why we need a Riboy and Awasugya is because it's not an Isser Korva. However, if you bought Aviv, Aviv is Isser Korva. So, Enechanami, Mitzad Zachar, you need a Pasuk, because that's not an Isser Korva. So you need a special Pasuk. By Baal Aviv, you don't even need a Pasuk. The Biskar Rav points this out and increases the Afgim Omer Aleph. The Minchas Chinuch's idea, his chap, that according to Rashi increases, if someone's Baal Aviv and you don't have a Riboy, so there will be no din and no Isser Baal Aviv on the Nishkav by Aviv, that's only true if the Yisod of why you need a special Riboy by Mishkav Zachar more than everywhere else is based on the fact that you don't have Anah. Because then you could say that by a father also you don't have Anah. But if the reason why you need a Riboy by Mishkav Zachar is because it's not an Isser Korva, then by a father that is Isser Korva, then you won't need a Riboy, and you will be having Isser Nishkav even by Baal Aviv. Then the Brisker Rav goes on to say that even like Rashi, one could argue on Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch is saying that according to Rashi, you need a Riboy. If you need a Riboy for Nishkav, because there's no Hana, you only have the Riboy by Zachar, you don't have it by Aviv. We said earlier in the Shir, the Brisker Rav has a tremendous chiddush, medayikin like that in the Rambam, and we said his real source is the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the Mishnah in Krisus did not list Baal Aviv and Baal Zachar as different Krisus, because Shem Zachar Chadu. It's one name tag of Zachar. We explain, the Brisker Rav explained, that the Isser of Baal Aviv is not a new Isser, rather it's an extension, and it's another form of the Isser Baal Zachar. That not only is it Asr to be Baal Zachar, but if you're Baal Zachar, that's also Aviv, you get a second Isser for being Baal Ala Zachar. But the Isser at the end of the day is Baal Zachar. So if you understand like that, the Brisker Rav says, then it's obvious that a Nishkav, the Nishkav by Baal Aviv would get to Isurim. Because the Isser is not Baal Aviv, it's not a separate Isser, rather it's the old Isser in a new form. And since there's a Riboy, that Baal HaZachar applies to Nishkav also, so any extension of that, it's very logical to say, should also have the din of Nishkav. Because Baal HaZachar is a Riboy of Nishkav. If the Torah is Marba, that Baal HaZachar applies a second time by a case of Aviv, so it's very logical to say that the Riboy of Nishkav would apply to any extension of Baal HaZachar. And since Baal Aviv is an extension, it's not a new Isser, it's just an extension of Baal Zachar, therefore it makes a lot of sense to say that you would have the Riboy of Nishkav. And he's medakking down the Rambam. The Rambam sounds pretty clearly that Baal Aviv and Zachar would have an Isser Nishkav on both of them. That's a Pella. If you learn like Rashi, it's very shver. So you could say, like the Yerushalmi, the Rambam would hold like the Yerushalmi, that the Makar is not from the Fashas Isis, rather than the Makar is from like Sikrivu, and over here is Isser Sher. But according to the Brisker Rav, one could say even without the Yerushalmi, one can say even like Rashi, that the reason why you need a Riboy is because there's no Hana, but once you have the Riboy helps for Baal Aviv also, because Baal Aviv is not a new Isser, rather Baal Aviv is an extension and a new form of the old Isser of Baal Zachar, and since it's a Riboy for Nishkav by Baal Zachar, therefore Baal Aviv also would have that Isser. The Gemara continues, trying to find Mekairos for the Isser Mishkav Zachar and the Isser of Mishkav with the Behema. And Mishmol keeps learning it out from Lay Kadesh with a Hekish to the Pasuk of Gam Kadesh, Hayyaba Aretz Asuk Kol HaTe'evas HaGoyim. That the word Te'eva we find next to the word Kadesh, so the Isurim of Behema and Zachar would also, which are called Te'evas, would also have the Isser of Lay Kadesh, which applies Bain to the Sheikh of Bain to the Nishkav. should kedai to speak out Ramesh's beer. What it means that Mishkav Zachar is a te'eva. He's talking about Mishkav Zachar, but Kipshuta, the same reasoning would apply to a behema. Ramesh is an Igris Maisha, Arachayim Chelik Dalid, Simon Kuf Tezvav. He says the reason why Mishkav Zachar is called te'eva more than other Averas is because there is no taiva, mitzah ha-teva of the Bria, to do such Avera. So the world was created with a taiva for Nashim, and that was necessary, like the Gemara, and Yuma, and Sanhedrin, that if there would be no taiva for Nashim, there would be no Bria. No one got married, no one have children. So the Gemara says there was no, they took away the taiva for Arayas, and no chickens were laying eggs. So they had to have such a taiva for Nashim. But there is no taiva for Anashim in the Bria. The entire taiva, he says, the entire taiva is because it's an avera, because it's aser, and he says it's ke'en. People want to do an avera lahachis to Hashem. They know that Hashem doesn't like it. That's what builds up by them that they want to do it. There's no natural taiva. It's all to be lahachis Hashem. Now he happens to be talking about Mishkav Zachar, but there's no reason to assume that the same svara wouldn't apply to behemah. The aside why it's called te'eva is because this is different than other averas. This is an avera that's not done because of a taiva. Rather, it's all done l'hachas Hashem. Therefore, it's called te'eva. And therefore, Bishmal holds, it's included in the pasuk of Gam Kodesh. Hayibar, it's also called te'eva sagayim asher hayrish. And therefore, he's able to learn out to lay a kodesh that there would be a law by these cases. The Gemara, further on in the Yamud, brings the machlekes or Akiva and Bishmal, the makar of each iser, of Sheikh of a Mazachar, Nishkav of a Mazachar, Sheikh of a Mehema, and a Nishkav of a Mehema. And the word means Nafkmin is in each case, if you chayiv shtayim or echad. One of the cases they bring is, Hanirva le Zachar, Vanirva le Behema. If someone had a Zachar and a Behema be ba on him, so Amar Bevol, Dibber Bekiva chayiv shtayim, according to Bekiva, one of them is Le Sishkav, and one of them is Le Sitan, so you're going to have two Chiyuvim. But according to Bishmal, in Chayv al-Achas, Idi v'Idi lo Yekadeshu, both Isurim, being Nirvah l'Zachar, and being Nirvah l'Behema, both learned out from lo Yekadesh, therefore you're only Chayiv one Chatas. Tosfos asks the obvious question. We have a rule, the Gemara increases, that even if it's one Helam, and it's one Lav, means you never realize that this thing is Aser, and it's only one Lav, and you keep doing it, let's say you're being Baal Nida, so since you're being Baal different Nashim, different people, that alone, that it's different people, will be mechalik the chatayis. And even though it's only one lav and it's only one helam, the fact that there's different people involved would be mechayiv you and separate the chatayis. So he's asked, why is the halacha by nirva lezachar, nirva lebehema, why should the halacha be that according to Rabbi Shmuel, only chayiv one, because it's only lay kaddish, but he's asked, ain't a chanamin is one lav, but why is it different than a nida that we say if it's different gufin, that alone, that it's different gufim is mechalik. Taisa says that over there, you have a special pasuk. Pasuk is ve'isha, ve'isha is lechalik, kol isha ve'isha. That gila is only said by the arayis that have the kesher der of Yaina, that are all in the parasha of Achmois and Gedashim together, but Zachar and Behem are not included in that hekesh. That's Shitas Taisvis, that you don't see gufim mechalakim by Zachar and Behem. However, the Rishash brings down that the Rambam Hilchashkogis Perikei Halacha Gimel, Paskins that you're chayiv too if it's gufa mechlokim. He happens to be talking about the case of Baal HaZachar, Vehevi Olav Zachar. And he paskins like Rabbi Akiva. So he says, bringing down our Gemara, they only chayiv one because both things, Baal HaZachar and Hevi Olav Zachar, both learned out from Shishkav and Lishishachav. So since it's the same pasuk, you only chayiv one. However, the Rambam writes, that's only if it's one guf. But if the case of Baal HaZachar would be a different guf than Hevi Olav Zachar. He was born on Reuven, and then Shimon was born on him, so there's two different gufim. You would have the halacha of gufim mechlokim. The Rosh Hashanah asks the obvious kasha. Tosis proves from the Gemara on Rabbi Yishmael, where the case is Nirvah Zachar, Nirvah Behema. Now, if one of them is a Zachar and one of them is a Behema, then obviously there's two different gufim involved. If there's two different gufim involved, why don't we say gufim mechlokim? Taisiv is Mechiach, tremendous Yisoy. You don't say the din of Gufa Mechlokim only when you have a Riboy, only the Arayas of the Keshur der Yaina. But Zachar and Mehema don't have this halacha. So how could the Rambam Paaski, my Baal HaZachar, Behevi Olav Zachar, that you're Chayiv Shtayim, a Gufa Mechlokim, we have a Ferish Gemara, that you don't say Gufa Mechlokim by Zachar and Mehema? The beautiful Teretz from the Ar Sameach. The Sameach and Hilchot Shkagis, on this Rambam, Perikei, Alok Gimel, says a tremendous yisoid. And that is that the Rambam would argue on Taisus, and he would say a different teret to Taisus' question. Taisus had a question, why don't you say Gufa Mechlakim? Taisus was Mechiach. They only say Gufa Mechlakim if you have a Ribui. And Zohar and Behemah don't have a Ribui. The Rambam would have a different answer to this question. The Rambam would say, Gufa Mechlakim is said by all Arayas. All Isurim for that matter. Any Isur that is done to a different body, that alone that is done to a different Guf is Mechalik. However, it depends what the Isur is. If an Isser is a Maisa, so we say that if it's all in one Helam and all in one Lav, then usually we look at a Maisa as one long continuation of doing this act. So that's the only Chayv one Chatas. However, if it's done to a different Guf, that alone differentiates the Maisa, separates the Maisa, and we say each Maisa is a separate Maisa. One was a Maisa done to Rachel, one was a Maisa done to Leah. That alone, that it was done to a different person, makes a different name for this Maisa, and that differentiates and separates the Maisim. However, that's only applicable if the Isser is the Maisa. However, Lo Yekadosh is not saying don't do a certain act. It's saying don't act in a certain way. Lo Yekadosh, don't be a person that's mafkir atzmai liznus, and that permits any disgusting act to be done to him or her. So the Isser is not don't do a Maisa, rather, he calls it, don't be mafkir yourself. If the Isser is don't be mafkir yourself, and we're not talking so much to the act that you're doing, don't do an act. Rather, we're saying more general term, don't be mafkir yourself. So then it's hard to split it. Because even if you were mafkir yourself to two people, that was one act of being mafkir yourself to two people maybe, but there's only one general thing that you did wrong. You were mafkir yourself for the following few jobs. Since you were mafkir yourself in a general term that you let all these things be done to you, the fact that it was done to different people won't differentiate this maisa of being mafkir yourself. Only if the avera is don't do an act, so then we could say, oh, the act to Reuven and the act to Shimon is different acts. But if the isser is not the act, the isser is don't act in a certain way. Don't be a person that lets himself have anything done to him, so then the fact that it was done by two different people is not going to differentiate and make it a different act of being mafkir yourself. There was one act the person did. He let himself have everything done to him. So the fact that a different goof involved will not be mechalik. So there was Meir saying a beautiful thing. The Rambam knows Taisus. He knows that we have a Gemara that according to Rabbi Yishmael, you only chayiv one, and you don't see goof mechalakim. But Taisus proved from this question that it must be that there's a special ribui necessary to make goof mechalakim, and you don't have it. You don't have it by Zohar and Mehema. The Rambam says no. It's a special, specific idea that we say by Lo Yekadosh. By Lo Yekadosh, you don't say Gufa Mechlokim. Like we're saying, it's not an Isra on the Maisa, it's an Isra on the way you're acting. You're being mafki yourself. Over there, you don't say Gufa Mechlokim. We have no Ribui ever. If you would have the Ribui applies to all cases. Once there's a Ribui of Ve'isha, it's Ma'abah. Every case, you say Gufa Mechlokim. That's only if you're similar to the case of the Ribui. The case of the Ribui is on a Maisa. So then we say, a Maisa done to A and a Maisa done to B are separate Maisim. And they're separating the mechuyev of their own chatoyos. But if this is not the maisa, it's the way you're acting, you're being mafki yourself, then the fact that done to do different gufim will not be mechalik, and you're not chayiv to chatoyos. And therefore, the Rambam has a license to paskin that according to Rekila, if you're baal of zachar, heavy love zachar, you're only chayiv one because it's one pasuk. That's only if it's one guf. But if it would be two gufim, then you for sure would say the din of gufim mechalakim because that applies to all the surim, even zachar and behema, as long as you're not under the category of Leia Kaddish, because over there you don't say the rule of Gufa Mechlakim, but since according to Rekiva, you're learning out from Leia Sishkov and Leia Shachev, therefore you do have the din of Gufa Mechlakim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.